This is Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach, here to tell you about the episode today. In this episode of the Holiday Series, I speak with Laura Schwartzbach, who is a self-concept and self-trust coach for women coaches. We discuss depression and anxiety and how it can escalate because of holiday expectations and the guilt that comes with taking care of ourselves when we need to. Episode 119 of the Brain BS podcast, it's okay to be depressed and anxious during the holidays. Do you want more out of your life, but not exactly sure what that might be? Are you longing for something, but can't quite put your finger on what it is? That is the universe speaking to you, and it is time to listen up. I'm your host, Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS coach. I created the Brain BS podcast to help people define what success means to them and show them how to get it. I help you to let go of fear and doubt and prepare your nervous system for success. I show you how to understand your own energy and to trust yourself to make all the decisions. If you are ready to go inward and stop looking outside yourself for all the answers, this is the podcast for you. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS podcast in my holiday series. I have a very good friend here with me today, Laura Schwartzbach, and I'm going to let her introduce herself in a moment. But what I just wanted to share was that I'm trying to figure out what are some things that people really struggle with at the holidays. And I think all of us to a degree deal with anxiety and depression, and some of us more so than others. So we kind of want to talk about that today, and some of the nuances around it, and just sort of kind of work through it and give you some tips and resources to make the holiday a little bit brighter and better for you. So Laura, why don't you introduce yourself, tell the audience what it is you do and what you want them to know about you.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here with Maureen on this podcast today. And I am a life coach. I am a self-concept and self-trust coach for women coaches, and I help them kind of figure out what they actually want and then create that in their business. And I'm here today because I'm a coach who has anxiety and depression, and Maureen asked me if I could come speak to some of the challenges that come up around the holidays that can make people who are suffering from it and the people that they love and live with them can make it more challenging.
Yeah, especially when they're misguided. So this is like, consider yourself a little bit more informed on the topic after you listen to this episode, audience. But the three things that we kind of came up with when we were thinking about what Laura should share was around the difficulties with expectations, the guilt over disappointing other people, and the importance of self-care at the holidays when you're dealing with depression and anxiety. So why don't you just start with expectations or wherever you want, actually.
Yeah, I think the first thing I want to start with is that the simplest thing that you can do if you're somebody who has anxiety or depression and you notice that it's kind of increasing, just like I'm noticing right now in my own body, I'm noticing increased mostly anxiety around the upcoming holidays and the family coming in and my kids coming in town and everything, all the gatherings and plans, is just to know that at any point you can check in with your body. You can check in with yourself. You can pause. For me, what I do is I put my hand on my chest, and that helps me remember that I am in a body. If you're like a lot of us, you're really smart and you love to think, and thinking has worked really well for you. But when you're starting to feel that anxiety, I think the most powerful thing that you can do is to pause and check in with your body. You can literally like go in the bathroom and do this if it's in the middle of some, you know, gathering with your family or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then check in and see what you think you might need. For me, it's often I need a pause. I need a little space. That's part of how I'm wired. And so for me, it might mean going for a walk, literally getting myself outside, and even if it's just a walk around the block. And I might even invite people to come with me, or I might not, but just like a little bit of a change of scenery. I often notice that I just need a pause. I need a little bit of literal fresh air, a different environment. And that it's okay to do that, which, you know, leads us into the next issue, which is that idea of the expectations.
Well, before we move on to expectations, right, I want to interject because I just had something happen this morning with my husband. That's perfect, right? So I thought about this when I was on the treadmill and I finally got on it and felt better after. I kind of kept talking to him before, and I got triggered yesterday about all the stuff I have to do for the holiday. And my schedule is busy because I decided to do this bonus podcast series. So I went from thinking I had all this time to relax to overload, which is like one of my MOs. But then I got to thinking about it on the treadmill. And I was thinking that this matters to me. It's really important to me. And this is just who I am. This is part of who I am. And I just have to accept that self about or accept that about myself. And then when Bob was trying to help me right before I went on the treadmill, because my shoulders hurt, and he was trying to give me advice on exercises and stuff, I was like, no, I don't want to hear it. And I was kind of short and abrupt with him and didn't really show up in a way that I love. But I'm totally okay with it because I fully accept that, yes, sometimes I get anxious. Sometimes I get triggered and I go a little wonky for a little bit, but those periods of time are shorter and shorter. So I share this with the audience because all of us have anxiety and depression. Whether you realize it or not is a different story, but we all have it. And the idea is to do what you're saying before you have to react to the person.
Right,
Like proactive
exactly.
self-care, right? You go, you get your
Yes.
space, you do it, so you don't have to snap at your spouse like I did. Okay.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing that I thought about this morning when I was thinking about the podcast that I notice I do, and I think that I see this in other people that I love that have anxiety and depression, is we go, the human brain wants to go into black and white thinking all the time, just like very clear yes or no thinking, because it's the easiest way to think, right? It's very simple. It's not as nuanced. But I know that when I'm feeling super anxious or depressed, that escalates, right? And so then I'm thinking, oh my God, if I don't go to, for example, I have book club tonight, and I'm feeling very anxious about driving all the way to Oak Park, which is like across the city of Chicago. And I'm thinking, if I don't go, my friends are going to hate me, right? It's like just this like black and white thinking, like if I do X, then Y, like it's just terrible, right? It's just this awful choice when that isn't reality, right? That's a good example of brain BS. Like if I decide that it's not something I want to do to go to book club tonight, it doesn't mean that my friends are all going to hate me. Right, it's like kind of that catastrophizing kind of thinking, and I think that we're more prone to that when we're going into the holidays. If we're going to be seeing, for example, I'm going to see my dad, who I don't see that often because he lives out of town, and I'm gonna, you know, my son's going to be in town and he lives out of town, so I'm going to be seeing and gathering with groups of people that I don't necessarily see in my everyday life. And so there's that super excitement about it, right? Like so wonderful. But there's at the same time, there's that, what if it all goes south? What if it goes sideways? What if, I don't know, something terrible happens? And so if you can notice when your brain is going to, like, it has to be absolutely perfect or it's going to be a total disaster, that's a good sign that you're in that black and white thinking. And you can question that. You can pay attention to that. And if you become aware of it, you can say to yourself, really, most of the time, things turn out somewhere in between total perfection and absolute disaster, right?
Yeah, and I think it's like this expectation. Like, I think when we're in anxiety and depression, we're pretty focused on it's going to go south, but there's that underlying expectation sitting over there that's like right in our face. Like, but if you didn't have anxiety and depression, it would be
Right.
perfect. And that's bullshit, right? Because it's never going to be perfect, especially when you bring
Never.
all those people together, all that energy. And I promise you, you are not the only one that's anxious about everybody getting together.
Right.
Right.
Everybody is. And I think post-COVID, I think, you know, the anxiety about social gathering has increased for people who are like total extroverts and like live for a party. You know, if nothing else, it's just like we're a little out of practice, maybe. And so, yeah, I think that the expectation that both it's, you know, it's either going to be horrible or it has to be perfect, that's total bullshit. It's never, if you look back and you think back to past gatherings and, you know, holidays, we may remember it as being, you know, either disastrous or perfection, just like rose-colored glasses, but it was somewhere in between in reality, right?
It
Like
was
some of
both,
the,
right? Like
right, it
sometimes
was
it was
total both,
really bad,
right?
and then a conversation went this way, then that way. And it's like a
Exactly.
combination, it's up and down.
Right, exactly. And so, yeah, the guilt that you might feel and you might be putting on yourself for maybe like not wanting to, you know, even deal with it or to participate, those are normal thoughts. Like, you're not alone. And so many people are feeling thoughts about, like, I should do this, I should do that, I should be happy, I should show up, I shouldn't snap at my husband, I should, you know what I mean? And it's like, no. We're all having an emotional experience all of the time. And no one is going to show up perfectly, you know, whether it's Tuesday or it's, you know, Christmas morning with your children. We're all having a range of emotional experiences. And if you have anxiety and depression, your like anguish that you're feeling in your body, like I feel it in my, right now when I think about it, I feel it in my like solar plexus kind of belly, upper belly area. You are not alone. Like, I want you to realize if you notice that in your body, that like, just think about all of the people of humanity who are sharing that experience right then and are also feeling nervous or anxious about something coming up. That makes me feel better knowing that it's very, very normal.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think it's important also to note that we oftentimes we resist things that we don't like about ourselves. We wish they weren't there. And that just
100%.
Magnifies it and makes it so much worse. So this ties into that acceptance again, that and meeting yourself where you are, right?
Yep.
Doesn't mean you're going to be like this every holiday, every day. It just means in this moment, this is where I am. And I'm going to practice self-care because I love myself as much as I love all of you. And this is what it's going to look like this year.
Right.
Right? And not taking responsibility for anybody else's emotions. I know that I find myself not wanting to disappoint people.
Yep.
So that when my self-care, it's not so much if I make them mad, it's disappointing them.
Yep.
I feel like I really let them down. And I just had an experience with making plans around the holiday. And I really stood firm to take care of my needs and what I wanted and what the rest of the family did. So, but it was uncomfortable and it did cause me a little anxiety, but I was able to work through it because I just accepted it. And I reminded myself, I think we have to remind ourselves, why are we quote unquote letting someone else down? If we're doing it from a negative energy or from a bad place and it's not in service to anyone, then that's one thing. But
right.
When we're doing it because it's we know at our core that it's what we need in that moment, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And that's just life. That just happens sometimes.
Right. And I think what you said about accepting where we are is so, so, so important. I know that I have struggled with having shame on top of the about the depression and anxiety, right? And feeling like, oh my God, I can't be depressed and be a successful coach. I can't be anxious and be a good mom. And like the thoughts that we kind of pile on top, you know, the way we think about our depression and anxiety, if you have guilt and shame on about it on top of it, it really just makes it so much worse. And I know for me, the reason why I resist that, I mean, first of all, it just doesn't necessarily, it's not something that we celebrate in our culture, right? We're not like, ooh, mental illness, awesome, even though so many of us are suffering from it, right?
Yeah.
It's not nearly as taboo as it used to be, but it's still not necessarily something that's just super comfortable for people to talk about and acknowledge. But when we are resisting accepting that maybe, like for me, if I'm noticing, even this morning, I noticed that I was feeling anxious. I was going to see a new therapist this morning and I was super anxious and having all the thoughts, right? I hope I absolutely love her and she's totally perfect. What if I absolutely hate her, right? Black and white thinking showing up again. I just paused and I literally got down on the floor and I did some breathing exercises and for me to be able to do that, this is why I think it's so important. Getting to my point here, this is why I think it's so important to accept where we are and meet ourselves where we are at, if we're resisting it, if we're trying to pretend it's not there, we're much less likely to then be able to take the step of self-care, right? But if I can
Yes.
say, oh, I'm feeling really anxious right now, and what I know works for me, because I've done lots of experiments, and I know one of the things that works is if I get down on the floor for just a couple of minutes and do some deep breaths, that's going to feel better. Or for me, walking, literally walking around the block, like a 5 minute walk. There are things that I know instantly will make me feel better that have to do with how I'm like being in my body and that aren't eating, which used to be my go-to, which usually doesn't make me feel better in the end, right?
Right, or drinking, right?
Or
A lot of
drinking,
people
for
do
sure.
eating and drinking. But you also brought
Absolutely.
up, you brought something else up that I think is important, because if somebody suffers from anxiety and depression and they're getting professional care for that and the family knows about it, that's its own set of challenges. But what about all the people that tried to hide their anxiety and depression? They try to show up with their family that they don't see all the time, and they try to act like everything's okay. Those are the people that end up getting into the fights at the holidays, right? The people are like squashing things down and trying to hide it and not let people know. So it's really hard to be vulnerable and to be open and honest. But honestly, it totally pays off if you do something that's out of line because you react. You know, you have to forgive yourself for it, but then you also have to kind of take accountability for it and just let the other family members know that you're struggling, right? You know, you have to be able to receive from your family and not just like give to them.
And I want to kind of maybe put a caveat on that, which is you also know who feels safe for you to be vulnerable with. And it's okay if you don't want to share it with certain family members, right?
That's
But
for
if there
sure.
is, yeah, if there is at least one family member that you can have as like your buddy, and you can, let them know ahead of time, like you're feeling anxious about the Christmas Eve party or whatever it is. And you can see them across the room and kind of give them a look, and they can like give you a look, and you guys can meet out back. And maybe in the olden days you would have shared a cigarette, but just meet out back and talk for a minute, and like just maybe laugh a little bit about how goofy your Aunt Donna is, for example.
We
You know what I mean?
apologize to anybody who has an Aunt Donna.
Raise your hand. Right. But yeah, so just like knowing who feels safe to share your vulnerability with and not feeling like you have to tell everybody. But yes, absolutely being able to lean on, my siblings are just super helpful in that regard when we all get together. It's just super helpful that they know where I'm at, and that I, might be struggling, and that I know that, we can kind of, what we often use as humor as like the release in terms of getting through maybe an evening that feels like it's going on too long or it's getting too weird.
And also just, accepting that sometimes you're just going to stay home. You're not going to get together with the rest of the family, and that's okay too, because it's your life, your decisions. You need to take care of yourself, and sometimes it's disappointing to others, but that's okay. That's life. We're
Absolutely.
not going to make everybody happy all the time.
Absolutely.
So,
Yeah,
is
and one
there
of
anything, any resources that you have, or anything you want to offer the audience? Around that.
Yeah, two things really practical. One is for me, it really helps for me to decide about drinking and eating ahead of time and even write it down and tell myself like I'm going to have one drink and I'm going to enjoy it, but that's all I'm going to do just because I know that alcohol can make my depression worse. Making a plan for how you want to deal with food and drink if it's something that you rely on when you're feeling particularly emotional or upset or down. And I just forgot the second one. I love the tapping solution app. I'm not an affiliate. I don't get any money for this. I should because I recommend it so much, but it's tapping, like you've seen people maybe tapping on their eyebrows and under their eyes. It's a technique that's been, it's really, really rigorously studied and has been used with military vets to deal with PTSD. But it, in like 10 minutes, it'll lead you through what to do on the app. It's a free app. It really, really can help process some emotion, and it has been just like a lifesaver for me, and it's super helpful.
Yeah, I love that. I just tapped this morning when I was getting anxious. I did the treadmill, then I went in and I did a 20-minute meditation, and then I tapped, and then I was like, okay. And it was like it was all gone for the moment, whatever was there, like I was able to release it and work through it. So I love tapping too. I think it's really, really helpful. And you're saying this app is free.
Yeah, the tapping
No
solution.
downside to it, right?
It's amazing. It really is so helpful, and it has, you can choose based on like what you're feeling in that moment that you want to kind of, you want help working through.
Yeah. So I think the last thing I want to touch on with you before we go is about this idea of people. It goes back to expectations, where people think that they're supposed to be excited about the holidays, right? I mean, the truth is, I don't think most people are. I think little kids are because the presents are going to get and stuff. But I'm not, and I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of people that are excited, because I'm actually kind of excited this year, which is not. That's as a result of a lot of the work I've done the last couple years. I don't have that anxiety and anticipation of having to feel everybody's emotions and worrying about anybody not getting along or friction or any of that stuff. But maybe speak a little bit to how it's okay to not be excited about the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that goes exactly to that expectation that, like, I think that we tend to think that what we see on Instagram or what we see on the advertisements or the billboards or whatever is like reality, when of course it's just a snippet of what it's either, you know, completely fictional, or it's a snippet of what somebody's feeling at a given time. And it's totally okay. It's okay to be excited. It's okay to not be excited. It's okay to feel different things on different days or different hours or different minutes. It's really, really normal, to not be excited about the holidays and to be, you know, worried about the holidays. I think it's
Yeah,
completely normal.
I do too. And I just want to, I love that you said that sometimes it's not just a snippet, it's actually fictional. Because I recently got together with friends and saw a picture of a family picture and said, oh, you guys look like you were having so much fun. They were not having fun at all. In fact, it was a disaster. But on social media, it looked like they were having a great time. And that's like, and who is going to post a picture when everybody's mad or angry or frowning at one another, right? Like, we're not going to put that on social
Yelling.
media. But yeah, that compare and despair. Oh gosh, we have to touch on that for a minute, because that is total bullshit. Because there is, I honestly don't think that there's one family out there, if they're in touch with themselves and they're fully aware, that doesn't have both the good and bad when it comes to the holidays.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And it's, you know, I think that that social media has made it easier to compare and despair, right? Like, it's easy for us to pick up our phone, this astounding piece of technology in our pocket. It's literally at our fingertips, and we can get on there and start looking at what looks like everyone else is having the time of their life. When, you know, they're not going to post the argument. They're not going to have a video of the argument they just had with their husband, or the, you know, the rolling of the eyes that they just did behind their father's back, which, you know, I may or may not have been known to do at times, right? They're not going to post a picture of that. Like, think about it. It's just not, it's, you know, it's not how we tend to use social media. And that doesn't mean that those people are fake or they're bad people. It's just that we're collecting, we're catching a snippet of something. Literally, like, let's all get together and take a photograph because we're all together and we're all going to smile for the photo, of course, except for our teenagers. We can't get them to smile, right? But, right? And then we get in fights about that. But, like, that's the picture we're going to take, is a picture of us all gathered and smiling. And yeah, we are happy to see our family members. There are moments of just like pure joy and love, and just like it just feels so good. But then there's also those moments of like they're driving you absolutely batshit crazy, you
Yeah,
know?
and then there are those. Like we, some of our family members, we just don't love. right? There are
Right,
those
right.
people who just really don't. And a lot of that goes back to your inner wound from when you're a child of how you learn to cope with things in a family setting. And I learned about myself that I just shut down. I shut down and I get very cerebral and I just like, there's no chance that anybody's getting in. I'm completely numbed. And then that's it. That gets you into that situation where you feel like you should be feeling differently about your family. So there's so many different nuances, but I'm so glad you came on today to talk about it, to normalize it. You actually gave me the idea to do like a series of posts on social media of negative things.
Oh,
The
good.
things when they happen in my own life, like when, like this morning when I snapped at Bob and was kind of rude. Yeah, like kind of sharing that and start made me have a challenge with people to put
Like,
all
talk
the
about
negative
something
stuff around
that
the
went
holidays.
sideways.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, share something not to like throw yourself under the bus and say, oh, look what a terrible person I am. But just like, this is part of our experience. We're all having a human experience.
Yes, and we don't have to hide it.
Right. And we don't have to hide it.
Well, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. And audience, I know you learned something valuable here today. See you next episode. Thanks for being here and learning about Brain BS. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. If you did, please take a little time to do a quick review, give me 5 stars, and share it with everyone you know. If you're actually interested in being on the podcast yourself or have questions about it, you can find me in the Brain BS podcast community on Facebook. See you next time.